the sky. Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine. Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan daily. When we last saw Kent, he and editor Perry White were in the Chinatown apartment of Dr. Chi Wan, Oriental scholar and art expert, where they learned of the existence of 10 pieces of clear jade known as the Dragon's Teeth. According to legend, each of the dragon's teeth was engraved with a different symbol, which, translated, revealed the secret of everlasting life. Dr. Wan had 9 of the jade pieces, but the 10th and last was owned by Walter Huffman, a dealer in jewels who knew its value and was endeavoring to lay his hands on the rest. Fearful lest Huffman's hired desperados kill him and steal the precious jade, Dr. Wan asked Perry White to take them for safekeeping. As our story continues today, Dr. Wan has left the room to get the velvet box containing the 9 dragon's teeth. Perry White is drinking a cup of Chinese tea, which has just been served. Listen.
Try some of this tea, Kent. It's delicious.
No, thanks. I never drink tea.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. Nothing like a good cup of tea to... Kent.
What's the matter, Mr. White?
Kent, my throat. It's tightening up.
Mr. White.
That tea... It's poison.
Mr. White! He's collapsed. I'll stretch him out on the couch. Here we are. Now to find Dr. Wan. Huh? Both doors locked. I'm beginning not to like the looks of this. Dr. Wan! Dr. Wan! No answer. All right, if that's the way the game has to be played.
Superman can play it. Oh, he's sinking fast. White as a ghost. Can barely feel his pulse. Can't waste any time looking for that Chinaman. Gotta get Perry White to a doctor, or it may be too late. I'll come back to settle with whoever poisoned that tea. There we are. Now up with the window. And out. Up and away!
Red cloak streaming in the night wind, Superman speeds through the darkness with Perry White limp and unconscious in his arms, racing against the grim specter of death. Meanwhile, back in the editorial rooms of the Daily Planet newspaper, Lois Lane, star girl reporter, questions young Jimmy Olsen, the plant's copy boy, concerning Clark Kent's whereabouts. Listen.
You say he went out with Mr. White about an hour ago, Jimmy?
That's right, Miss Lane. They went to Chinatown.
Chinatown? What for?
Well, a story, I guess. I heard Mr. White say he didn't think there was much in it, but he wanted Mr. Kent to come along anyway. Hey, Miss Lane, did I ever tell you how they made me a member of the Comanche Indian tribe when I was out where?
Not once, Jimmy, but 10 times. Do you know where in Chinatown they went?
No, I don't know where they
went. Well, think hard. Did Mr. White say where he was going?
Not to me. He did mention some Chinese name, but I can't remember it. Miss Lane, did you ever hear this one? Confucius say, he who sits on a tack will rise to great heights. Pretty good, huh?
Jimmy, they don't come any worse. Now, please try to think of that name.
Gee, I can't... Wait a minute. Gee. That's it. Dr. G something.
Gee. Dr. Chi Wan.
Yeah, that's it. Say, how'd you know?
Well, Dr. Wan's a well-known Chinese art dealer. They didn't say why they were going, did they?
Not to me. Anyway, how come you're so interested in Clark Kent all of a sudden?
I'm not interested in Clark Kent. I'm interested in seeing that he doesn't get all the big stories the way he has been lately.
Oh, well, this one isn't a big one.
Well, it must be if Perry White went along. Jimmy, I've got a good mind to take a run down there.
Miss Lane, that's a good idea. I'm all through here, so I'll go with you.
No, you better not, Jimmy. Chinatown's a pretty wild place at night.
Oh, it couldn't be any wilder than the West, with Indians and coyotes and shooting.
All right, you win. Now get your hat and coat. I'll meet you downstairs, and don't waste any time about it.
And there I was, dancing on a drum with about 1,000 Indians circle around me. Me, Miss Lane, because I was their chief. Boy, oh boy, it was some fun.
Jimmy, unless you stop telling me about that trip out west over and over again, I'm going to have the driver pull this taxi up to the curb and throw you out.
Oh, gee, Miss Lane, isn't it interesting?
Yes, very interesting. The first time.
Oh, heck, there's so much to tell. Listen, sometime we've got time, I'll tell you all about how Tumbleweed taught me how to shoot a bow and arrow. You see, Tumbleweed was such a good shot himself, he figured with him teaching...
Jimmy!
Okay. Don't say another word. Hey, where are we anyway?
In Chinatown. Dr. Wan's place is on the next block.
I hope Clark Kent doesn't get mad because we followed him down here.
That's the least of my worries. Well, it looks as though we've arrived.
That'll be 85, lady.
Here you are. All right, Jimmy.
Want me to wait, lady?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Well, now where to, Miss Lane?
That Dr. Wan's art store, all right. It's closed.
Oh, everything seems to be closed around here.
Well, there's a man standing on the corner. Maybe he can tell us where Dr. Wan lives, huh? Pardon me, but would you know where Dr. Chi Wan lives?
What?
Oh,
you don't know how to ask him. Listen to this. Please, you telling me where find the place Chi Wan livy or something? Yeah?
Yeah?
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much.
Well, what do you say, Jimmy?
Gee, I don't know. I couldn't understand him.
Well, let's take a look at the store. Tight shut.
Well, there's a card stuck in the glass, Miss Lane.
What does it say?
Let's see. If store is closed, inquire upstairs.
Well, that means he lives above the store. Should have thought of that. Come on. This must be the entrance, through the hallway.
It's pitch dark. How do we find the stairs?
Stumble over them, I guess. I haven't any matches.
Oh, here they are, Miss Lane. Be careful. You go up first, and I'll follow you.
Okay. Are you sure Mr. White said he was coming to see Dr. Chi Wan, Jimmy? Jimmy?
Jimmy, where are you?
Right here. Why didn't you answer me? You had me scared to death.
I thought I heard someone moving around in the hallway. I guess not.
Well, don't do that again, will you? When I talk to you, please answer. I'm beginning to feel sorry I brought you along.
Gee, I didn't mean to scare you.
All right, come along.
Miss Lane. What is it, Jenny? There is someone down the hallway. I'm sure of it.
How do you know?
I can hear someone moving.
Shh.
Hear those boards creak?
Oh, I don't hear anything. Yes, I heard that. Jimmy, what are we doing?
Maybe it's just some tramp moving around. Miss Lane, let's get up to the landing.
Okay, I wish it wasn't so dark.
He's coming up the stairs after us, whoever it is.
Where's the door? There must be a door to Dr. Wan's apartment.
Shh, don't move. He's coming, all right.
Jimmy, where are you?
Right here. Stand back against the wall, Miss Lane. Here he comes.
What happened, Jimmy?
I kicked him in the shins. Quick, find the door and bang on it.
Yes. Yes, here it is. Dr. Wan! Dr. Wan!
We don't have to worry about that guy, Miss Lane. I gave him a kick he won't forget for a long time.
Who is there?
Miss Lane of the Daily Planet. Please open the door quick.
Come in.
Close the door quickly and lock it, will you? Oh, thank goodness.
May I ask what is wrong?
Someone followed us up the steps. If it hadn't been for Jimmy here, I don't know what had happened.
Why did you come here, Miss Lane?
We're looking for Clark Kent and Mr. White, the editor of our paper. Haven't they been here? They said they were coming, Dr. Wan.
Please, to sit down, both of you. Possibly you can explain something to me.
But listen, hasn't Mr. White been here?
Yes. Both Mr. White and Mr. Kent were seated in this room not 5 minutes ago. They vanished into thin air.
What do you mean?
Exactly that. Mr. White was seated in the very chair you are in now. Mr. Kent was opposite him on the couch.
Yes.
Tea was being served, as you can readily see. I excused myself for a moment to get something. While I was out of the room, I heard my name called. I rushed back, but they were gone. Both of them.
That's strange. Huh?
Stranger than you think, Miss Lane, since both doors leading from this room were locked.
Oh, what about the windows?
That one was open. It looks out on the rear yard. But they couldn't possibly have gone out the window. There is a drop of 30 feet to a stone walk.
Well, what were they doing here in the first place?
That, unfortunately, is something I cannot explain.
It seems there are a lot of unexplained things happening around here, Dr. Wan. Jimmy, I think we'd better go. You'll please lead us safely to a taxi cab, Dr. Wan.
I am sorry, Miss Lane, but I cannot leave this house.
What?
I should advise that you and the boy remain here at least until daylight.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Merely a precaution.
A precaution against what?
Forces over which I have no control.
Is there a phone in the house?
No. The telephone is in my store.
Well, that means we can't even call the police. Well, I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in
Please, my... please do bear with me, Miss Lane. At some later date, you will have a complete explanation. Now, let me apologize for being a miserable host. Will you and the young man have a cup of tea?
So, how about it, Jimmy?
Oh, sure.
You see, the tea is still quite hot. Evidence that Mr. White and Mr. Kent left here only a short while ago. Sugar, Miss Lane?
Two, please.
Three for me.
There you are.
Thank you.
Young man?
Thanks.
Oh, the tea certainly is pungent.
Yes. It is a special blend of leaves. I feel quite certain you will enjoy it.
Oh.
Can anything save Lois and Jimmy from drinking the poison tea? Is Dr. Wan aware that death lurks in both their cups? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of the Dragon's Teeth with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.